Voters in the Czech Republic are participating in the first direct presidential elections since their nation declared independence 20 years ago, Stefan Boss reports.
Two former prime ministers, both ex-communists, are tipped to finish atop a list of 9 first-round candidates, including one with a fully tattooed face. Polls suggest outspoken leftist Miloš Zeman is the strongest candidate to take the presidency of the European Union state of 10.5 million people. He is unlikely to score the simple majority needed to clinch a first-round victory and will likely face mild-mannered center-rightist Jan Fischer in the second round on January 25 and 26. There is one surprise, as the colorful Vladimir Frans is running third place. The opera composer and painter is tattooed from head to toe, his face a warrior-like mix of blue, green and red. He likes to keep it that way. He says it's not a handicap, but an additional value. It's a private issue. Franz, who is also a professor at Prague's School of Performing Arts, isn't surprised about his popularity in the polls. He says people are upset about politics because of widespread corruption. The political system is so enchanted with itself that it's lost the ability to self-reflect. He reminds Czechs to late Václav Havel, the former dissident and playwright who became the Czech Republic's first president. While France isn't expected to receive most votes, his support will be crucial to whoever wants to become president of a nation faced with recession, austerity and graft. The new president will replace the Eurosceptic Václav Klaus, who was popular but has recently come under fire over his New Year's decision to release some 7,000 prisoners. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.